You are listening to A New Economy for Photography. This podcast is the harvest of a workshop with the first year students of the Master Program of Photography and Society at the Royal Academy of the Art in The Hague in January 2023.
The podcast and the workshops are a pilot project and part of an ongoing research on a new economy for photography by tutor and researcher Maja Rottebel.
The economy belongs to all of us, but we must remember that there is not one economy. Every family, community, culture has its own economy. Bees, plants, soil, trees, and stones all have their own economy. A free translation from the Godelieu Spass, professor at the New Economy Avans Hawke School. You need chaos to change. Embracing chaos means overcoming fear, daring to invest in the uncertain, and trying, experimenting, and moving on while stumbling. Jan Rotmans, Professor of Transition Studies, Erasmus University, Rotterdam. When everything is connected to everything else, for better or for worse, everything matters. Bruce Mao, designer.
My name is Marga.
I do several things. I think that mostly I feel myself and I act as a connector. And I do that in diverse roles. I am a researcher in a lectoraat, which is from Avans Hogeschool in Breda. And a lectoraat is called New Economy. With a lot of other researchers, we do practical research on finding new ways to work towards a well-being, a just economy. And I do that also from my role as a lecturer. I teach second year master students here at MOPS, Photography and Society, and also second year students of the Master Institute for Visual Culture of St. Joost School of Art and Design in Breda. I also raced in 2016 with photographer Anaïs Lopez in photography organization, which is called Docking Station. Well, I combine all these roles together, and that's also why I feel myself a connector, I think, first and foremost. And I love the things that I do. It's also a new path. This whole thinking about a new economy started in 2021. So I feel also myself as an explorer, trying to find new alternative narratives that we can add into the existing economy that we live in. We need it as we are living in an economy that is not so justful. I think that we need to look the beast into the eyes. We need to do things differently. And I think that we also need to do that collectively and not individually. Economy means the rules of a household. How do we collectively try to change or to make new rules for this household? So that we can have a better life for all of us. Where I'm from, as I'm also raised as a photographer, I graduated from the St. Joost Academy. I thought, well, this household of photographers, can we look to it in a different way? As it is also very based on the individual, I think. It's also not always so fair and transparent, I think. Can we rethink our rules of our household? We need to weave new stories, new narratives, alternative narratives in our current economy. And I think that visual storytellers are very good at that. That's also for me so important to do this workshop with visual storytellers, because I think there is the power. Photography can make social change happen.
I already sort of knew about these initiatives by people from like visual or artistic backgrounds that have sort of seen issues with the field and the industry and wanted to change it in some way. So it's not necessarily like collective based, but it's just say websites or platforms or knowledge distribution channels. First one that I came across or that I was introduced to a couple of years ago is called Fuck Gatekeeping. Basically, that stemmed from, I think it's three individuals who sort of saw how much gatekeeping there is, especially, I mean, in every industry, but this particularly in like photography, in commercial and editorial work, where people would often, you know, be like, oh, you have to learn the ropes, or like it comes with experience. So here it's like very transparent about like how much money should you be making, you know, so it's sort of taking away all of the red tape that people sort of say you have to work up this ladder, you know, this metaphorical ladder to get to usually. But here it's like, here's what we wish more of us knew when we started out. But, you know, this information was kind of withheld. So this website has, like advice, but also just information in general that's useful for any emerging or just any working photographer in thinking of like contracts or just a lot of administrative, but also like experience and practical information.
We came up with the new photo economy workshop. Mm. We started with the first year students in January. It was a pilot program. We started to find shared values so that we can work towards a value-based economy. It is also searching about where is this urgency. You know, I am way older than students are. And looking back to all my experiences in this art economy, this photography economy, that I think, we need to rethink. It doesn't have to be this way. But to bring across this urgency to way younger people than I am, and also not all of them stepped into a practice outside the walls of an academy. Yeah, that is trying to find the right balance to bring across my urgency and to do this in a collective way of working, in a collective way of thinking, to have a shared urgency. Mm-hmm. When you want to, let's say, rethink an artist economy or a photographer's economy that is so broad, we had 4 days. We needed those 4 days to formulate this individual values and to see where is the common ground in these values. And bringing in examples, also taking time off in between. We took a lot of pauses. Rethink needs also time. I asked students to bring an object, what stands for their own household. And we started with sharing stories based upon the object. So one student was telling and the other ones were writing down the values that they heard from this story from that particular student. And I think when you have a moment to look back on where was I brought up, what family traditions or rituals were part of my upbringing, but also from current friendships or work experience, what do I really, really value? If you are able to formulate your personal values, because they don't fall out of the sky, they are in your upbringing, in the way you work, live with people, in all the experiences that you have. I see everyone with kind of a backpack full of experiences. And I'm so curious, what is in this backpack? If you want to change something, then you first need to, let's say, sit down and think about what is important for me. And I think that you will find your answers in looking back. And with everything that I do, I can see, and I can, even more important, feel that it is value-based. I think that when we miss out on values, it's hard to change. From there, we also tried to formulate these collective values. But we also experienced that we missed a step in between. We missed the examples. So I asked all the students to bring in examples of collectives, artist collectives or photographers collectives, and to share this with one another.
In the hometown I grew up in, there is an organization. They wanted to consume more locally and also stay off the big chains of supermarkets, and were trying to invest in more local and organic food. They created like this local money that we can find in a lot of cities now. And so like this money could be used in certain shops and stuff. And like it was a way of staying out of the mainstream food chains, I would say, and like try to sponsor and support local productions. And so it developed a lot. Now you have like cooperatives that are growing foods and stuff. So it's quite a big network now. The problem I have with that, it's still quite expensive and it's not affordable for like low income families. So you have to have it's quite a lot of money also to buy stuff there. It's quite expensive in general. Like as a student, I could not afford it. I could not buy that money and use it to reinvest in the community. So that's a bit my problem. Like it's not really accessible. I think it's on the right way, but right now they're not making it accessible.
The Anarcha Feminist Group was founded in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, or 2021. So it's quite a new group of people, but it's also a very fluid group of people. So they have clear aims, which were defined, and they also have, they put things in practice. So they meet, I think, once every week or once every 2 weeks, depending on what they're actually planning on doing. Their direct action has to do with squatting to begin with. So the housing struggle, they take over buildings and they share the skills on how others can do that as well. They deal with issues of food as well. So they collect a lot of food and they redistribute it. They deal with the same thing on campus. So since many of them are students, they collect food and they bring it to campus because they think the structures that are already on campus, which are kind of outside, like let's say you have like a catering firm, the same as we have, which is outside of the institution itself and charges too higher prices for certain students, they just decide to bring food for free because that's like something they believe in. They are against police, so they advocate taking police involvement off campus because they think that people can defend their own selves. They also support themselves with by making fundraising. So they make Volkskoken, like people's kitchens.
From there, we also tried to formulate these collective values. How they came to these values is by telling, firstly, the stories where they told about their upbringing and their experiences in life until now. And they collected. They wrote it down on a big paper sheet. So we have 12 paper sheets full of individual values coming from these individual stories. And from there, the group selected the most important values for the MAPS 1 group.
One of the values which we thought was something that would be quite key is a sense of community and the aspect of community building. So community in terms of as a group, in how we relate to each other and how we function. I think some of the others who came before me also sort of expanded on the notions of empathy or trust. And this is more of a broader sense of how we relate to each other, but also in terms of how we relate outside with other groups in the rest of society. So whether it's individuals or groups, and we work in a way that sort of supports or helps establish a community as well. So it's not just internal, but also the way in which we work extends towards other types of communities as well.
I have positionality. Positionality, I think, has to be taken within the group and in relationship towards the external world, I would say. So within our community and group, but also like with the world. Within the group, I think it's important that we're all aware of our own position within society, what we represent, our background, where we want to go, and how we interact with each other. And of course, for what we stand, how we define our values, and how we interact with each other, with defining that position and understanding it. And towards with what and who we're interacting, I think it's important also to be able to define our disposition, present it, and defend it. So it's our values, principle, and who we are, and what we are, and what we want to defend, present, and take action or protest against or with.
My keywords, actually, it's like one keyword repeated three times, is action, action, And the last one is like a variation on action, which is activism, action/activism. It's a lot about, also because it was about community building, it's a lot about doing. It's a lot about like being active when you're actually advocating for something. And that can come in various forms. But we can also say that we had like very practical things this week. For example, we brought food to each other. We served tea. Tash served tea the last few days. So we baked. We made sure that people are fed and they have something to drink. And we started also building a little garden experiment as a result of the workshop. It's just things flew around as ideas and then they will become practical.
I think that we could easily took more than 5 working days to talk about it even further and maybe also write from there a manifesto for the group. But like I said, it is planting the seed. And I think that is the most important value for this workshop. We planted the seed together. I think that economy that takes care in the togetherness for all of us, that we are able to share and to care for one another, but also for all living beings on this planet and the planet itself. Yeah, this is a big wish and a big ambition and not going to happen in my lifetime. But I feel a personal necessity, urgency to help. I can't just sit and wait and do nothing. So I start with where I think I'm good at. I think I'm good at sharing and in connecting, and that is what I do. With that, I think I'm taking with a lot more people than only me the first steps to a alternative economy, an economy that I see as a playing field where we can shape our own rules and, in that sense, our own household.
You are listening to A New Economy for Photography, the podcast that is also a harvest of a workshop with the first year students of the Master of Photography in Society at the Royal Academy of the Art in The Hague. The workshop took place in January 2023.
The podcast and the workshops are a pilot project and part of an ongoing research on a new economy for photography by tutor and researcher Maja Rottebel. The podcast was designed and produced by Sophie Allerding
and Emilia Martin.